News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is January the 13th, 2014, a Monday. Gosh, a Monday already. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to everybody.
Yeah,
good
lot to cover. Number. Yes, absolutely. A lot to cover. We always like to start off on a Monday morning about what happened over the weekend. We know everyone is getting very, very excited about the playoffs, who's going to be there for Super Bowl. Love to hear what you have to say about that.
Looks like Channel 7's back on Dish, so yeah. You can start watching things in non-Spanish languages.
Yes, we've been watching football in Spanish if we wanted to watch anything on 7.
And, I found myself wanting to say olé every time there's a score. So.
Absolutely. I went to a wonderful crab feed on Saturday night for Anderson Rotary. That was down at,
that was great. Course,
yeah, sold out, 1,000 people, place was packed. Lots else to cover. Hey, currently 49 degrees. If you're just tuning in, we're going to have a sunny day with 73. The forecast for this evening is clear and 41.
Wow.
And, well, how about we go to our Wells Fargo market minute with our expert, Josh Wiley. Good morning. What is happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Well, markets are mixed to start the week. Currently, the Dow's up 2 points at 16,439, while the Nasdaq's down a fraction of a point at 4,173, and the S&P 500's down one at 1,841. Oil's down 60 cents a barrel at $92.12, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.84%. Gold's down 70 cents this morning at 1,246, while silver's down 17 cents at $20.06 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Intel's up 23 cents at $25.77. Merck's up $2.03 at $51.91, while Goldman Sachs is down $1.23 at $177.16. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at this time. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. And I'll tell you why. It's because they are locals and they're keeping their fingers on the pulse of what's happening in Wall Street. If, don't you want to do business with somebody you can see, sit across the desk from, and discuss what's happening, do with your investments and your savings. Wells Fargo Advisors, great people down there. 243-7561. Okay, a lot of things going on today, and big catch-ups and all that. But we're going to take a quick break here. And some of the things that are happening that are just impacting on us around here is, you know, including, you know, the salmon runs. And what impact is going on right now? And if you just kind of, as you're driving today, you can take a look at it. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Monday. I know. Good morning, my friends. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Take a chance on me.
January 13th. I'm glad you took a chance on me. Hey, the Sacramento River is, you know, historically low here. It's the lowest it's been. Well, I don't know if it's historically low, but it's lowest that it's been in years. Take a drive out. Take a look at it. 750,000 young salmon are not going to be released because of that. They're waiting until they get more water. Well, if our water is kind of like what we got this weekend, was that a poor example of rain? Did you get anything at all there, Bob? I mean, I had kind of a mist, maybe a slight, it wasn't enough to keep Elk Killer from going out and frolicking.
It was just enough to move the dust on my windshield around.
That was it. Okay. Time to brag about Alliance.
Oh my. Okay.
Tony and, Larry?
Larry.
Larry. Tony and Larry came out, and we now have a tankless
and
water
heater. And Martin.
And Martin. A tankless water
to
heater.
To save the day.
A tankless water heater. They came out, and
okay, for any of you know.
We have a boiler from 1944 that heats the water in one area.
Literally,
of the house.
Has the
1941.
Yeah.
In fact, it was built before the house was.
10 calls, maybe, have made, and some people would come out and look at it and say, I am sorry.
I have no idea what this is.
We do not know what to do.
I'm under the age of 50 or 60.
But we will say that Martin came out. It's taken us a year, finally, to say, you know what? We're going to put our hands in just, you know, because when we first bought the house, we were told, it's working, don't touch it because the house has been built on 3 different times. So, you know, there's all these pipes that turn and do stuff under the house because you're going to just open up a mess. And so Martin and his guys came out. And they
That's
did.
Martin Graff, of course, of Alliance.
From Alliance Heating and Air. And that was Friday. And we had they worked all day. They replaced pipes. They had to do all their stuff. And then Martin came out to make sure that everything
the
was
final working. Things were working.
Yep.
Yeah. That was
and
cool.
So
that
was just a really great way for us to go, oh my God, we're going into 2014 with a functional
water system. And now it means Linda can take a bath without me, without me boiling water on the stove and running in there with it. So, okay. Hey, so Alliance and the guys there, Martin, thank you a lot. We appreciate that. Now we have hot water. Okay, Sacramento's low and all that. You know, even though that Bad Bob says, well, why do you want people, why do you care about this? Golden Globes. Frankly, you know how I feel about award shows like the Oscars and Golden Globes and all that, especially the Oscars. It's like a self-licking ice cream cone, right? You know, here we are. Look how great we are.
I think people like the Golden Globes better, actually.
Well, it's from a, you know, it's from the, from foreign press or something like that, right?
The Associated.
But the one that really, frankly, the only one I cared about was the best actor in a TV drama, Bryan Cranston, from Breaking Bad, in the best drama on TV, Breaking Bad.
Well, you know, we've been,
maybe we're talking about this too much.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. I don't care.
Because we are addicted. We've talked about that we are addicted. We rented the marathon. Not rented it. We DVR'd the marathon.
The entire marathon.
We also did that for Walking Dead. You know,
I don't know if we're going to get to Walking
Dead. Well, I don't
know,
but you fast forward. So there's 60, maybe 62 episodes. All right, so then last night, we have a lot of things. We like Banshee. We like a couple of things. And we can't, I just looked at Carl and said, I can't watch them until we finish the series, this whole series. So now we're on, what number are we have? 10 more to go?
44.
We're on 44. Can't do anything until it's done.
And you know what? The sad thing is that well, you know what? It's taking you from feeling sorry for the hero, the protagonist, Brian guy, as Walter White, who has cancer and doesn't have insurance money to fight it, which in itself is kind of weird because he's a full-time teacher in New Mexico, and guess what? They have health insurance. Okay, so you suspend the belief anyway. How he becomes a meth cooker so he can make money so he can pay his bills. And then how it goes on, how it affects his family, but everything is because he's just trying to make enough money to pay his bills, and all these things are happening. And then a certain point when Walter becomes truly a bad person. But this is made in such a way. I mean, he's cowardly at times. He's very strong at times. The writing in this is just fantastic. Anyway. Breaking Bad. Enough of that. Let's talk about other Breaking Bad. How about this? Chris Christie. You know, he is taking so much heat over the fact that one of his aides shut down the bridge. Bridgegate, it's called, of course. Well, you know, the thing about it is this. They've admitted that the aide did it. The aide admitted she did it. She didn't do it with his approval. She just did it. He fired her. Why are they talking impeachment for Christie? And then you get these articles about Christie's a bully, and they go back 4 years. Oh, he said this to a veteran. He said this to a reporter. He said this. Well, so what? Are you telling me that Obama, are you telling me any powerful person has not been a bully at some point in their lives, or just get so fed up with things, they say things. Oh, you're a bully. You're a bully. And the word bully is a catchphrase. You know, oh gosh, if you bully people, you are a bad person. You're terrible. Bullies in school. So now they're talking about impeachment of Christie because something one of his aides did. If that's the case, Obama should have been impeached 12 times by now. How about the IRS? How about Benghazi? How about NSA? How about any of these? How about any of these? Then if impeachment is the answer to an aide doing something or somebody below you that you, of course, the difference being, of course, is Obama's never fired anybody, but, you know, if he ever did. But if you're going to impeach somebody because of something that he does, Obama should have been impeached at least four times, four big times by now. So, I mean, I don't necessarily find Chris Christie appealing in any sense of the word. But, you know, when the man comes out, he apologizes, he didn't know anything about it, he takes action. What are you going to do? What if your school teacher says something? Takes, you know, or one of her students says something in her class or the class president says something, do you take the principal and impeach them, get rid of them, fire them? Don't be ridiculous. We'll be right back.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Lighting at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The perfect complement to that new firearm that you're getting for Christmas is a concealed carry class from NFI. These 2-day classes cover everything you need to be a safe, responsible firearm user. This includes pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and a 5-hour range training session with our professional NRA-certified instruction team. Buy a gift certificate or register online. For more information, call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Why is America great? It's because we've treasured freedom. There's nothing more expensive than freedom. The opposite of freedom is control. There are a slew of politicians who think it's their job to control you. We were created to be free. It's about freedom. Freedom, 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 man. It's a big deal. Freedom.
Freedom. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 for the Dan Fagan Show on KCNR. Freedom.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. It's currently 49 degrees, and Carl's out there. You expect a fan in the stands. Hands are up in the air. Woohoo! 7:23 in the morning. It is the 13th of January. Hey, and we've got tickets to give away here. If you want to go to... I'd love to have you go and fill up the seats. Riverfront Playhouse is doing Two Across. It's a comedy of crosswords and romance. We have got tickets here for Media Night, Wednesday, January 22nd. Give us a call here, 605-4567, and we're going to give you 2 tickets. You can go and have a great theater experience. That's Wednesday, January 22nd for Media, for Riverfront Playhouse. And the show is called Two Across.
Okay. We're people are calling in today, 605-4567. Are we still limited to one line today?
At this moment,
at this
yes.
moment. Okay, we're going to get it fixed. We had an accident here this weekend and tore loose some things. But they're all fixed back, except we're just having to replace that one wire that goes into the that goes into the phones. It's a long story. Okay, the 49ers won. They will be playing the Seahawks, I believe, next week. And the winner of the Denver and New England will be playing. Now, frankly, at the risk of causing all types of unrest around here, I really like Denver better than the 49ers. In fact, I like New England better than the 49ers. In fact, I like Seattle better than the 49ers. I don't know why that is, except San Francisco has always struck me as being a city I don't like to go to. Anyway, even though Linda likes going there, and it's a beautiful city, and it's not everybody in the city is weird, but
I have sung in San Francisco.
Well, yeah.
And I love Union Square.
And San Francisco has banned the Marine Corps from being there, from doing their commercial, that where they are welcomed everywhere else in the world. In the United States.
That's the bottom line for you, isn't it?
That's the bottom line.
Okay.
I think when they did that, that kind of like really, I didn't like that. And that's something they've done other things to the military. You know, they've broken their word, they've done other things that are just for no reason. Should I take it out on the 49ers? No, but when I think of San Francisco, I think of them as what they truly are.
Now let's just say
as people that are doing, you know, that are against the military, but then we'll use the military any chance they get. They bring in Fleet Week because it means lots of money.
Okay, let me.
But
just,
any chance they get, they will screw over a serviceman.
Let me interrupt you for just one second, please. If you had a son that was had done very well in college bowl, and he had a and he had an opportunity to play with the 49ers, you don't think that you'd say go for it?
I'd say what?
But I can't come to your games.
What other teams? I'd go to their weight games.
Oh, see, you'd open your mind differently.
Open my mind. Just the way I feel, okay?
Okay, you can feel that way, but open your mind.
I would applaud my son for playing pro football, yes. if that's the only thing he could do, or if that's what he wanted to do.
I'm not sure that all those guys that are playing on that team feel the way that a lot of times the inner politicking of what happens in the city.
I'm not sure everybody on that team can read it to fourth grade level. Okay. Supreme Court's looking... Did you just see the study they're doing right now? In fact, they're doing a study on scholar athletes in colleges and universities. And they're starting to find is that, did you know that, textbooks in college are written at the ninth grade level? Did you know that? Ninth grade level? And did you know that many of the colleges and universities, their textbooks are written at the ninth grade level. I'll dig it out and
please
show it
do.
To you. All right. But that many of our college student athletes can't read at the ninth grade level. They read about the sixth grade level. And then so they're, you know, what they have is when they go to college, they have, or university, they have mentors. They have mentors and, tutors mm-hmm. that help them through. And there's getting to be stories coming out of these universities. They're doing studies and they're finding that they're spending inordinate amount of times trying to get them up to a level where they can read, where they can even read the textbooks, much less understand it.
Good for them.
Well, yeah, but it's only for the college athlete. It's not for the other people. There's only a couple of colleges that show no, you know, preference. They have tutors and mentors out there for everybody. The question is how many of them truly? I mean, this one's talking about University of North Carolina. He says the young man came into him and he said, I can't read. This is somebody that's already in the university. I'm glad you told me. He says, we need to teach you to read. He says, I want to read what they write about me in the newspapers. Now.
Okay,
frankly, how did he even get there?
Because
it's not fair to him.
People were passing him because of his athletic ability.
Well, that may be,
this conversation is about.
That's true, and that's exactly what it was.
And if somebody
it's not all athletes, of course, but.
But if somebody is excelling in something, and you'll find, again, they're a star at something, and they have the opportunity to go to a wonderful university, they need the tutors. I mean, the education system that's before them, they need the tutors. They need that extra help.
And let me tell you, some of the results of the tutors have been to get them up to speed, and some of these young athletes have come in there woefully unprepared. They're off in medical school now. They're off into advanced degrees, and it works. But I'm just saying is that in many cases, you know, we're going back. My bit of levity was, you know, what did we expect? I expect them to read at least at a fourth grade level at a pro team. But I imagine by the time they get to the pro teams that they've gone through all the systems to help them. So they can do that because playing pro football is not easy. I mean, there are so many things, so many different, ways of doing their job. So many different offenses, so many different defenses. I mean, you cannot be somebody that is dumb and play, I believe, play a professional sport. Maybe golf. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust and mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is June
morning.
The 13th, 2014. It's not June, it's January the 13th, 2000.
Get your
I was getting my iPhone out.
Okay, I've got the year right. Alright, and it starts with a J. Come on, get the old guy right here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, let me tell you that. Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. You name it, they'll fix it, and it's really reasonable in your cost. It won't cost you mortgage on your house or anything like that. And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I haven't talked to you in a while. We got to get together.
We listen to you.
I know.
So
I just was, on Friday I do a lot of research before the show, and one of the things that came out on Friday that I still shake my head, and I try not to get all wound up about this stuff because you never know where it's going to go, but Senator Ricardo Lara from Long Beach, Bell, California area. He's going to introduce a bill to expand access for health care for all, and including undocumented immigrants. And I just thought to myself, after just having read an article about people who have enrolled but have not paid, the bottom line is enrolling is is not a problem for anybody to get out a computer and enroll, but to pay for your health care is a whole different matter. And he wants to expand without even, you know, the statistics that are coming out showing that no one's paying. They've got, you know, millions of people who aren't paying for this health care. But now we're going to expand California's to include undocumented workers. I don't think federally he can actually just do that, but...
Well, we don't know that because... Well, because Obama changes anytime he wants to. How can he do that? How can you change a law and say, okay, from now on, we're just going to make this exception? I mean, doesn't that have to be put into law?
Well, it specifically excludes undocumented immigrants.
Yeah.
However, they're going to be working on the immigration bill, which may include covered California, I have no idea, or covered, you know, health care, Obamacare. But it just blew me away that here we are, we haven't even gotten past the first month of Obamacare. We've got a lot of people enrolled, but not a lot of money going in there, and yet we're going to expand it without any thought of how it's going to be paid for. And that's been my whole problem with Obamacare. I think that health care needs to be reformed, but how are we paying for it? That's all I want to know. It just doesn't measure up in my mind.
Well, part of the way you're going to pay for it is, and you should know this, you're in real estate, is when you sell a house now, doesn't 3% of it have to go to Obamacare?
Over $500,000. I mean,
if it's over $500,000 a sale, you have to put how much? What do you have to do?
3%.
3% then goes to the government for medical care.
That's exactly correct. And how many houses, though, when you're looking at the median at, you know, 200,000 here in Shasta County, or, you know, at 200,000 homes and a normal home, residential home, and nice home in this area, are they going to lower that to, you know, all real estate to pay for it? You know, who knows?
Well, you know, so if you've got a home that you bought at $200,000, you've lived in it 30 years, it's worth $640,000 now, and you're going to use, you know, that's going to be the money you're going to be living on. That's kind of like, that was kind of like your retirement. It was going to play a big part
right,
in
Pearl.
It. And then all of a sudden, 3% of it goes into, what is that, $18,000? Goes into the government to pay for health care for people you may already have health care.
And Kurt and I have long discussion about those. Taxes and fees and what, you know, he's got a well on his property, and we were talking a little bit about that. I said, at some point, you're going to be taxed on the water coming out of your well, Kurt, because the number of people with wells are so low that people that are having to conserve water and those types of things aren't going to allow you to use your well as you see fit or on your property because at some point, somebody's going to say, why aren't we taxing those people?
Well, you know, we're going to have a guy named Josh Lang on here, I think, next week. And Josh is a water expert out of UC Davis. He wrote an article about how the use of water in California is going to have drastic changes. And I talked to him on the phone, and he sounds like a pretty level-headed guy. And he's going to be, and we're going to be talking about that. I asked about, what about private water rights? And that's going to be one of the things we're going to address, along with endangered species.
Well,
so,
you know,
he's got some really, really, I mean, it's not just him, it's a number of the experts from down there talking about watersheds.
About a bunch of different topics today. Yeah. You know, we're just kind of getting off on tangents, but one of the callers that called in on Saturday had talked about the state of Jefferson next Saturday at 6 o'clock in Anderson at the vet center, the vet hall there. They're going to be talking about the state of Jefferson's, where people can go and ask questions. And, you know, like I said, I haven't really made my mind up about that because one of the issues is water. And
it's going to be a huge issue.
How they're going to get through the process. But those are all questions apparently you get to ask.
Well, you know, for the state of Jefferson, there are a lot of questions. Oh, how are you going to do this? How are you going to do this? Well, there's some questions not going to be able to be answered right away. But here's the whole thing is, it's about representation. It's about the people in Northern California, the million of us up here that, and then the other people that feel like this. There's a lot of people all throughout California that you get away from the coastline, they feel the same way we do. They're out there, you know, buckling for it, and then here comes the state making decisions that impact on them, and they have nothing to say about it. You know, that's what the state of Jefferson is about. It's having representation in your own government, and one person – is not enough. One is not enough for nine counties. That's crap.
Exactly.
Anyway, there's where I come from. So if that's what it takes is to split the state into two or more so that you get representation for the people, then I'm for that. If the representation is there, then we can stay as one state. But I don't see that happening.
Well, I agree with you, Carl, and I think the bottom line is that people, especially down in the Bay Area and Southern California, they kind of need to wake up and understand that the immigration policy of this state, we can't take, I mean, as unjust as I'm sure the illegal immigrants think it is, bottom line is that this state cannot afford to take on the thousands of illegal undocumented immigrants on top of take care of our own families, you know.
So. Well, you know what? Frankly, unless you are a citizen of this country and this state, I don't care what you think. You know, because you shouldn't be able to vote. You know, you're here, and you're here at the largest of this of the people here. But we need to make decisions tough decisions like you would on your family, on your nuclear family, then your extended family, and then your close friends and all this. But we need to take care of the people that are here. We, you know, actually letting an illegal practice law when they can't even be on the juries, is that the next step? You don't have to be a citizen. Just come on, be on the jury.
I'll just make one more comment, but the legislators in Los Angeles, and if you go to Ricardo Lara's his Facebook page or his press release announcing this effort to expand covered California, it says in there that the era of immigrant exclusions have got to be over, and you have an overwhelming number of politicians in that area supporting him and these efforts to let them have a voice in our government, and it's a problem. So.
It is truly a problem because they're not supposed to. They are illegal. And this, what is so hard about standing up to that? Who says illegal should have a driver's license? Why? Does it have a red stripe across it that says these people are here illegally? They are not a citizen. You can't use this for voting. You can't use it for anything except driving. And if that's the case, why don't they arrest them when they pick them up?
Well,
anyway,
there you go.
That's just me.
Anyway.
Okay.
Love your input, and you know what? We love listening to you on Saturday, you and Kurt. You have a lot of fire between the two of
you. Repartee.
Yeah. Okay. Always informative.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
We'll be listening.
Okay, thanks. All right, we're going to take a quick break now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460.
Best
Good morning
thing he ever
to
did.
All of our friends. January the 13th, 2014. It is 7:47 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And yes, if they're illegal, I'll say illegals. They're not undocumented. They're illegals. All right. They're not travelers who got lost. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our local Lincoln, Dodge Ram and Ford dealership. Also Honda and Nissan. What can I say? You know what? You can get great deals there. Those are your neighbors right here in town making the deals. You don't have to drive anywhere. Don't drive south. Don't drive north. Drive to Redding Crown Motors right there at 555 Cypress Avenue. They are going to give you a great deal on those cars, trucks, SUVs, new, previously owned. They've got them. They're going to make a deal for you. And their service department is just outstanding. And that's a big part when you're doing business with a car business. Redding Crown Motors. Anybody in the North State should be stopping there.
All right. So February 1st. There's a lot of stuff going on, we know, okay? A lot of events. But let me tell you that the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is having banquet fundraising auction. And we at KCNR are sponsoring part of this event, and it's also at Wind River, 4:30 p.m. That's Saturday, February 1st. We'd love to have you come join us. We know what's happened with the museum. The museum is on hold.
Yeah, it's looking for a new home, but I think they found one. This is just going to help them get into it.
Okay, that's what this is about. This is about giving them more seed money. We need to have our Veterans Museum in the North State, in Reading. We need to have those things out of boxes, out of storage that were at one time had breath, had air, had, you know, where you could take tours and you could see things and have the respectful memories that they deserve. So right now it's in flux and we need, this is energy. We're putting energy out by attending this event. At Wind River, Saturday. Again, let's come join us. What are the tickets?
Yeah, the doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30. It's going to be Saturday, February 1st at the Wind River Casinos. Dinner, auctions, and raffles. Table sponsor for 8 people is $400. Includes 8 dinners and a $300 raffle ticket package. A couple's ticket is only $50. That includes the 2 dinners, and a single ticket is $30. They're going to have a lot, if I can say this, guns and knives and all types of great equipment and items to be raffled in a silent auction and the live auction. It's going to be a great time. So go head on down to Jones Fort or North Valley.
Yeah, buy your tickets at Jones Fort. You can give them a call at 222-3223. And thank you for the other sponsors, which is North Valley Bank, Jones, and Wind River. You know, Wind River's really been stepping up a lot with fundraising and bringing, opening their arms to bring people into their what's it called? The center, you know, the big dining room, convention.
The event center.
You know, we'll see that. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to be happening there this year, that are moving.
A lot of things moving over there. The Marine Corps Ball moved over there, and a few others. The Republican Women's Day. You've got something big coming up.
I just found out. It got me in a sip of coffee there. February, speaking of dates, February 15th, of course, that's Valentine's Day weekend, I'll be singing out at Anselmo's. They're resuming their music, so wanted to share that with you. Get your calls in early, because for many of you, you've been up there in the dining hall, doesn't see a lot of people, maybe 75, something like that. And give them a call at 474-5546. If you want to go out for the Valentine's weekend, John Stadelli's put together a set meal. It's a set meal, $75 a person, which gets you your five-course meal. And with that, you get a champagne and dessert. So, you know, if you were going to go someplace else, it's really nice. And then you can ask for the music room. Because we know that some of you've come up and not asked for the music room, and it is separated. It's the room up on top of the dining hall. So we'll be up there. I've got Pat Karch and Rick Hill. It'll be a lot of fun. Just confirm that. So give them a call at 474-5546, and that's in Salmos, February 15th.
I'm not sure you could call it a dining hall. It's a...
Well,
but it's a great place.
It was a tasting room where they put some booths and tables.
Well, they put a lot of nice stuff in there.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're right. February 15th. Why don't you join us up there? 474-5546. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. At 8 o'clock, we have, Deborah Lucero, not Dolores Lucero. Let's not get them mixed up. Deborah Lucero here, who is going to, who not only is the executive director of the Reading, or the Shasta County Arts Council, but also the new TV. The new public access TV station. And we're going to talk about that and about, you know, if you're interested in TV, if you're interested in learning how to produce at your own shows, this is a good way to start. But we'll be right back after these messages.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Two organizations with the same mission, joined as one. A new community strength to help end domestic and sexual abuse. Multiple services co-located under the same roof. A new hope for men, women, and children looking for a new beginning. Formerly the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center, now known as One Safe Place.
Find help and hope. Call our 24-hour crisis hotline at 244-0117.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Oh, yeah. Fill me up. Fill me up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot and Bad Bob here. 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Yeah, buttercup. Hey, there's going to be a forum on guns and their place in society is being held on January the 25th, a Saturday, at the Pilgrim Congregational Church on Foothill Boulevard here in Reading. Bruce Ross, the editorial page editor of the Record Searchlight, will moderate. Panelists will include Patrick Jones, a member of the Reading City Council and owner of a gun store, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko, Donnell Ewert of the county's Health and Human Services Agency, and Amanda Wilcox from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. The public is invited to this forum, which is being associated or being sponsored by the group Shasta County Citizens for Democracy and the Shasta-Tehama Trinity County Chapter for the American Civil Liberties Union. Questions will be taken from the audience. Make sure you have your concealed carry that when you go. So there'll be no open carrying of weapons. For more information, call – I just made that last part up. Call Chris at 242-0309. You know, frankly, this could be pretty cool. This forum begins at 12:30 p.m. Okay. Maybe we can go live with that.
Okay. Now, here's something that's very interesting that's, you know, I love to listen to watch, you know, when I go and see what's trending. You know, what's trending? Well, number one is in Nation Now, Hand of God captured in NASA image.
Really?
Yeah.
So.
Picture of it right there.
The Hand of God.
Hand of God.
Same thing like what? The face on Mars.
Actually, what looks like an X-ray of a hand is actually the remains of a star that exploded 17,000 light years away. The astronomers who captured this image with a NASA space telescope call it the Hand of God. Oh, my God. Somebody could say that. I love it. We don't know if the hand shape is an optical illusion, said Honyan and McGill University in Montreal, Canada, in a statement from the Nuclear Spectroscopic Telescope Array, NuSTAR mission. What the image shows is a pulsar wind nebula, a dying star, and the cloud of materials left over from the star after it exploded. The particles are interacting with nearby magnetic fields, causing the particles to glow in the image, according to NuSTAR. Now, Bob, I just was reading that. Did I say anything incorrectly?
No, although I would point out that if you have enough random events happening, it's going to form an image that our minds will try to translate into something recognizable.
Oh.
You mean like clouds?
Yes.
If you stand there and look at clouds, you can say, oh, my gosh.
Remember the face on Mars thing?
Looks like Pam Anderson. What?
Remember the face on Mars? There was that image that everybody thought was like an idol looking up from the surface of Mars, and they went back and it was just a shadow and light thing, and there were all these people making all kinds of money saying, oh yeah, there's proof of ancient civilizations.
Oh wow.
Well, they went back and looked at the same place a few years later in different light, and it was just a pile of rocks.
NuSTAR says the star is about 12 miles in diameter and spins at a nearly 7 times a second. As the star spins, it spews particles up to heaved during the star's violent death. The NuSTAR Space Telescope was launched in June 2012 with the goal of observing black holes, dead and exploded stars, and other extreme objects. Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. It looks like
the Hand of God.
Well, speaking of the Hand of God, they've introduced a bill that will stop the high-speed rail.
Oh,
and after the judge said Brown has to show where the money is coming from.
We need that like a hole. Want to talk about illegals and money being put down? Anyway, go ahead.
Could you please pass the information on, post the information on the forum about that? Yes, I'll do that. We'll about the on January the 25th, and we'll talk about it a lot. Well, in fact, we're even trying to get a couple of them on before that. So we're going to take a quick break here for the news. We'll be back, of course, with Deborah Lucero. We're talking about TV, arts, and all of this right here in Shasta County. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he doesn't regret anything he wrote in his new book and calls the memoir an honest account. He told NBC's Today Show he is disappointed, if not surprised, by much of the reaction.
In a way, disappointed that the book has sort of been hijacked by people on along the political spectrum to serve their own purposes, taking quotes out of context.
In Duty, Memoirs of a Secretary of War, the former Pentagon chief under Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama raised questions about Obama's war leadership. Another security concern for holiday shoppers, luxury retailer Neiman Marcus says thieves stole some of its customers' payment card information and made unauthorized charges over the holidays.
On New Year's Day, a forensics firm confirmed evidence that the upscale retailer was a victim of a criminal cybersecurity intrusion. The firm also noted some customers' cards were possibly compromised as a result. While Neiman Marcus's spokeswoman Ginger Reeder wouldn't estimate how many customers may have been affected, she says the Dallas-based retailer is working with the Secret Service.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Fallout from Target's pre-Christmas security breach likely to affect the company's sales. Target CEO Greg Stenhoffel telling CNBC the company has learned a hard lesson.
Clearly, we're accountable and we're responsible, but we're going to come out at the end of this a better company and we're going to make significant changes.
Experts say millions of Target customers have been made vulnerable. The incoming CEO of General Motors hopes her appointment as the first woman to lead a global automaker will inspire young women and men to pursue careers in science.
Making us the only manufacturer that lets the buyers choose precisely the right truck for their needs.
Barra says she hopes her background as an electrical engineer encourages young people to study things like science, technology, engineering, or math. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Lawmakers will be discussing privacy issues at a pair of Senate hearings this week. Here's SRN's Linda Kenyon.
The first hearing will be on Tuesday when the Senate Judiciary Committee discusses the domestic surveillance programs conducted by the National Security Agency. Senators will be reviewing a report from a study committee commissioned by President Obama to see if Americans' privacy rights were violated. A hearing on Wednesday will be hosted by the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. It will look at safety and privacy considerations when using unmanned aviation or drones. Drones are more commonly used by the military, but some companies such as Amazon have discussed using drones in their businesses for limited package delivery, for example. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Gas prices are higher.
Gasoline prices are up. We have an average for regular grade across the country of $3.35. It's up 8 cents from 3 weeks ago.
That's oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg with her latest numbers, and this is SRN News. People are getting used to the idea that you cannot take something back once you've posted it on the Internet, but does it need to be that way? SRN's Gordon Griffin reports that question is engaging the thoughts of some of the greatest legal minds in Texas.
The Texas Supreme Court is considering whether it should try to make a way for defamatory postings to disappear from the Internet. The justices are hearing a case over whether a company can be forced to remove damaging personal comments about a fired businessman from its website. Lower courts have already ruled that the company can't be forced to remove the comments, even if a judge or jury finds the company defamed the man by accusing him of running a kickback scheme.
That's SRN's Gordon Griffin. Aviation officials are trying to figure out why a Southwest Airlines flight that was supposed to land at Missouri's Branson Airport last night landed instead at an airport about 7 miles away. The plane had 124 passengers on board. It landed at an airport with a runway about half the size of the intended destination. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Bob, of course, is here. Let's start off with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, markets are mixed in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's down 18 points at 16,418, while the Nasdaq's up 1 at 4,176, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,841. Oil's down 56 cents a barrel at $92.16, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.84%. Gold's up 30 cents this morning at $1,247, while silver's down 11 pennies at $20.11 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Coca-Cola's down a dime at $40.03, Caterpillar's down 47 cents at $90.99, while 3M is up 49 cents at $136.67. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on at this time, Monday through Friday. Head on down to Park Marina Drive to their offices or give them a call at 243-7561. You want to talk to people from the area that keeping their, that know what's going on Wall Street, and they know what's going on Wall Street. What can I say?
They certainly do. And if you're just tuning in this morning, it's, 8:06, currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios, and we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 73. Clear this evening with 41 tomorrow, Tuesday, highs of 76. My goodness, it's almost like time to turn your sprinklers back on. And Tuesday night, big, beautiful, clear night, 41. Wednesday's high of 77.
77?
77
no, no.
On Wednesday.
That can't be right.
So I got
that's
walking to school this morning in shorts.
Well, I see people in shorts all the time, but you know, this is ridiculous. 77, it's January the, it'll be January the 15th.
Absolutely clear in the evenings at 40 degrees. So that's your 3-day forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are our warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends. There's two R's in that. Our customers are warm friends. That is their tagline. And we love the Kinneys. They're great people, and they have been great supporters of this KCNR station.
Hey, speaking of warm, when you sleep, do you like to sleep cold or warm? I sleep cold.
I like to sleep in the really cold room. We were having this conversation earlier. Yeah, I like it cold. And I want to do my own thing. It's my time to sleep, 7-8 hours, if I can get that kind of time in. But even if it's 5, I want to sleep as deep as I can, which is now happening since we've got sleep number.
That's right. My sleep number is 35. And your sleep number is?
It changes. But right now it's currently at 45. I started at 55, and I like the fact that I can change it for what feels good for me. If I'm super, super tired or achy, like if I've been working out or I've been lifting, which I did a lot yesterday, I need to rest my shoulders and my back in a different way. And so that's nice to go up and down with the firmness of my mattress, of my side of the mattress.
That's right, because exclusive dual air technology allows each of us to have our own firmness on our side of the bed, which helps with our sleep. And I tell you what, we've been sleeping so much better. And, you know, it's one thing for us to say, hey, it's really helping out on our backs and all this and to sleep better. But Sleep Number bed has been clinically proven to improve sleep quality and relieve back pain. And now you can find Sleep Number beds at your Sleep Number store out in the Target Shopping Center. Queen mattresses starting at only $6.99. It's the lowest prices of the season. Save up to $800 on their newest innovation beds, plus 18-month financing on all beds with approved credit. Okay, now that sale is going to end soon, but we can't say enough about our Sleep Number beds. And the Sleep Number store is located, of course, in the Target Shopping Center. And go over and ask the experts there. Just what is your Sleep Number? Find it. And I tell you what, made in America, guaranteed, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere than Sleep Number. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest here is Deborah Lucero.
Deborah, good morning.
Not the other Lucero, which would have.
We have Deborah on this morning. We're very, very excited to hear what's going on in her world, which also affects the North State.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
Resort and Casino Cage Fights, the best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting.
In the cage.
This intense action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights.
Rogue Fights.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 18th at 7:30.
It's in the cage.
Full contact fighting, no limits, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading.
Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now.
Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, January 18th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Resort and Casino can bring
you. Wind River. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now, online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
Extreme.
For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com.
Log on right now.
It just got better.
Just got better.
On the river.
On the river.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. It's 8:13 in the morning. Currently 49 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by
our friends at Orchard Nutrition. That's right. You know what? When you go down to Orchard Nutrition, you've got the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. They have, of course, the in-store deli, organic food, raw milk, everything. They've got it all at Orchard Nutrition. They are the North State's nutrition experts. They're right down on Locust Street and in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141. Of course, Amazing Foods for Life is in there, the gluten-free foods and mixes that are just outstanding. And it can, doesn't have to be tasteless if it's gluten-free. And they've proven that with Amazing Foods for Life. Vicki has. Our guest today, Deborah Lucero. And Deborah is the, I guess you could call it the general manager, would I say that, or the executive officer?
Executive director.
Executive director of the Shasta County Arts Council.
Thank you
but
so much.
But you're also heading up the,
Shasta Community Access Channels. Same acronym, SCAC.
Right.
SCAC TV and SCAC over there.
And you just took that over. You took that over when?
We actually started broadcasting August 8th. We did a big move from the previous owners. There wasn't a lot to move except because we didn't get the equipment. Like, we were supposed to get the equipment, but that didn't quite work out. So
that's because they sold the equipment to for something is and RCAC is –
RCAC is
gone.
Is gone. There is still some residual going on.
There isn't investigations going on there?
There is an investigation.
But it doesn't touch you guys.
Right, absolutely
not. It has nothing to do with you all.
We are completely separate, and that has to do with you know, whatever the Attorney General is looking into with that particular.
The Attorney General?
Yeah, with that particular organization.
Okay, now it's important. The reason I brought this up was not just to throw gas in a fire, though I occasionally do that, is to let everybody know that, yes, there is an investigation going on. But two, it has nothing to do with the people associated with it now.
That's
at all.
Correct.
This happened well after you got the bid, and you made a bid and competed against a number of people to be able to do this and to bring this headache onto you. And I was fortunate enough to be on the periphery of this, you know, and associated with this too, to help with you all, because I thought that was a good spot for it. But everything that happened via the city, I mean, this was something that if you wrote it out and you put it in a comedy, people would roll on the floors, not realizing that, unfortunately, it's true the way we do things in city government.
Anytime you get involved with something that is public, there's a lot that comes along with that. And so I didn't think it was going to be a year of time. Really about a year and three months was the process. A year and four months.
After the third or fourth time we all met with the city, I figured, you know what, I've got, you know, you just kept pushing. And I'm glad to see you did that, because it was such a mess. Starting with the city attorney, and then everybody had anything to do with touching this for over the past several years. And I can say that because we've watched it, and now there's an investigation.
Well, you know what's interesting? I like to liken it to a garden that gets overrun by weeds and is kind of neglected and out of control. There was not a lot of attention paid to it. And why Shasta County Arts Council went after this request for a proposal in the first place is that 25 years ago, when they redid Old City Hall, which is on the National Registry of Historic Places, there was actually the McConnell Studio was put in. And they spent $250,000 outfitting the upstairs of Old City Hall with a television studio.
Now, see, I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah,
and that was how long ago?
25 years
ago. That was 25 years ago, $250,000.
Well, because each camera, you know,
right.
We still have those beautiful analog cameras, were $50,000 a piece. And so we also
have. Do you
use
those?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's analog.
They're analog. But they're beautiful. They still work. We just, so.
For those analog people living in a digital society. Right, Bad Bob?
Something like
well,
that.
Well, unfortunately, our mixer doesn't work with our new. We just bought two new cameras. We're not buying top of the line, but we bought some Canon cameras to start with, because the only equipment that we actually received, we purchased from RCAC for $11,000 was the broadcasting equipment, the Latronic system, which actually allows us to get up on the air and schedule programming. It didn't come with a manual. It didn't come with instructions. We have been learning on the ground.
Did they come over and try to show you how it worked?
One gentleman actually did from RCAC came over and gave us his best knowledge of how this runs. But it's kind of like, you know, the game you play with the can, and you hear it down the line, you know. by the time it gets to you, there's so much that.
Yeah, it's like telling five people the same story. Then they turn, tell the first person, they run down, they tell the next person. By the time it gets to you, it's, you turn it on here.
Exactly.
And then you find out that's not right.
So we have been on the phone with the Laytronics folks who are back east and learning the system, attempting to understand what the limitations are. It's an older system, even though it's, I think, I'm not even sure when RCAC purchased it to begin with. But
when would that be, Bad Bob? Do you know?
I don't know, but when we go off the air, I may have a suggestion. So.
Okay. We'll have a few things here.
So it's an older system. It's not compatible with a lot of different formats. So, you know, it's like MP2 technology, which is kind of the older technology as far as broadcast goes. But it gets the job done. But we are having to
kind of like me. I'm a little older. My technology isn't the latest, but we still get the job done.
It does.
Well, so you've got, you know what? Here's the thing is, and this is what everybody, we have to take a break, but here's what everybody needs to know. You started this and you pushed this thing through for over a year. And I cannot begin to tell you, my friends, I mean, I can talk about it now, how screwed up the city is on this and the city staff. No, let me say it. You know, they write contracts that are open-ended that allows, you know, the other people to do anything they absolutely wanted with all the equipment that, one, was bought with your tax dollars or the cable dollars that belongs to everybody to do this. And it was that totally screwed up. And nobody even thought to ask about it until Rod Dinger came along. And that's, you know, even though there had been court cases and people in here, Sharon and John and others, have been pursuing this, saying there was something wrong. And they were poo-pooed and all this kind of stuff. But now, and then finally, after a year of perseverance, I mean, I just, you know, at a certain time, I said, you know what? I don't have enough time to keep coming down here for the same thing over and over and over again at the city level, because we have a bunch of people had no concept, city council, of what you're supposed to be doing with this. And so now you've persevered and now you have it, and it's probably like you had a 500-pound pig dropped on your Thanksgiving table an hour before dinner.
A live one.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back. But you all have made roast pork out of that pig. We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs.
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust and mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Love
Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, by the way, we still have those tickets to the Riverfront Playhouse. Two Across. It's a comedy of crosswords and romance. Media night, Wednesday, January 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Give us a call here, 605-4567, and come into the studios, and we can give you some tickets, because we like to have what we call butts in the seats. We want you there, so that butts in the seats is what we call it. Media night, okay. Wednesday, January 22nd.
All right, our guest is Deborah Lucero. You know what? How many times have you had to explain that one?
Too many times. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, people sending you things, you know.
Now they get me mixed up with the other D, Lucero.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Deborah, okay, is the, executive director of the Shasta County Arts Council. We've been talking about the TV station and how that's going to go, but there's a lot of things happening.
Yes. So, what we are attempting, just to let people know, since we took over, you know, we had to get our fiber optic cable installed, we had to upgrade all of our wireless, we had to upgrade our computers, so we've been doing a lot of upgrades at Old City Hall. We are right now putting in a learning center in the classroom area. I don't know if you remember, Carl, when, you know, we were doing the advisory committee, part of what we wanted to do was to create a classroom learning situation on the first floor of Old City Hall. And so we have just finished renovation of half that room, and we are just starting on the second half of that room, and I'm very excited about that. So basically, it's like getting ready for a party to invite the public in. We need the equipment. We need the space to be properly done. We thought we would just be working on the space, but we've actually, it's kind of like shoveling snow while it's snowing, like horrendously snowing, trying to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
But, so we're not quite ready yet to bring in the public, but we've had people come in and, say, hey, I'd like to do this. I'd like to do that. So we're gathering names of people that want to be a part of the access channels. Carl and I have had this discussion. A lot of people think, oh, well, it's community access, and so it's free. Everything's free. If it were free, they would say free TV, but it's called community access. There is a difference. And so the difference is that we are welcoming people. We are a nonprofit, but just like any other business, you have to have a way to sustain operations. So when things are free, generally they aren't they aren't appreciated as much. So we like people to invest. You want to be a part of community television, you know, give up a few cups of coffee a week and come in and become a member of the community access channels. Very inexpensive to do. We have a sliding scale. Kids, youth, we're encouraging free access for the youth because we believe that digital arts are going to be some of the main technology in the next 25 years. Mm-hmm. What we are going to teach there and what we're going to have people are going to have access to is really the future. It is the future.
Well, I think you're right. And we've got classes going on right now in the city of Reading on the websites and all that for children. And, you know, on the Lego robotics and all this. Remember the lady that came in there had a great, great sessions this summer. But, you know, but the thing is it takes money to do this, and it's not a great deal of money. I mean, you're not saying, oh, this is going to cost you $100 every time you walk through. That's not what it's about. But as we did, Linda and I took the class, and Linda can now produce and direct and run all the graphics. And I think, and we paid, it was a nominal price for it, just to be able to learn how to do something like that.
Well, so did Bob. It was fun.
Well, Bob was there.
Bob is the one who turned us on to it. He wanted me to host. And then we came, you and I walked in and said, well, you know what? Let's take this class because we want to know more than just being on camera. So it was great. We had to write scripts and we had to be floor directors and we had
met a lot of people there.
Bob, input, you and Brenda.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I mean, that was a very, very fun class.
It was.
Learned a lot and
high school kids
cemented some friendships that have endured.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, we have a lot planned. We are also working with this. We have three access channels. Reading's pretty unique in that way. Most communities, which there are some, I believe, 1,800 community access television stations across the country, most only have one channel. Reading has three. We have a tourism channel. That would be Channel 8. Channel 11, and this is just in the city of Reading because it is the charter subscribers.
Cable.
And Channel 26 is the tourism channel. Channel 8 is the tourism channel. Channel 11 is the government channel. And Channel 26 is the education channel.
Hmm. Any plans to start streaming online so that people who aren't necessarily tied to Charter can also access this programming? I think that would really expand your potential audience.
Well, we would love to do that. Of course, Charter is not tremendously in favor of that. And also, Laytronics...
I can understand that.
Exactly. And the Laytronic system that we currently have does not allow for that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Deborah Lucero is our guest. We're talking about the new cable access, not the new, but the new management of cable access. And then we're going to be talking also on Shasta County Arts Council. A bunch of things you guys have planned here for this year, jazz festivals and all types of other things. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Reading plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Northern California Veterans Museum cordially invites you to our fundraising banquet and auction, Saturday, February 1st, 2014, at Wind River Casino. Our mission is to remember and never forget our American military heroes. So come join us for a great, fun-filled evening and support the Northern California Veterans Museum. For tickets, contact Jones Fort at 222-3223 and North Valley Bank Loan Center at 226-2930. Together, we can build a world-class museum in Northern California.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, January 14th.
Don't they bite?
That would be a snake. This is that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Hence the name Cottonwood Eatery. Don't they have great home-style dinners and wonderful desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, January 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Not only are they great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, and I can't tell you enough about how great the people are there. DC Tim and the Man in Black. The great haircuts, great prices, and again, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today is Deborah Lucero, and I think about it every time I say that. Deborah Lucero, who is the executive director of the Shasta County Arts Council and also the general manager of the SCAC, which is the Shasta County...
Shasta Community Access Channel.
Yeah, Community Access Channel. Thank you very much. we've talked about the TV and how where it is right now and why it took so long, why it's taking longer. It wasn't like all the gear was transferred over to you. I mean, it was taken and kept because of the stupid contracting done by the city.
They were generous in fronting us, though, some peg fees in order to purchase equipment, we'd be much further behind.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Frankly, and that was, but what else could they do? I mean, the way they wrote the original contracts and that everybody applied for was wrong. Anyway, but now let's talk about jazz. Let's talk about music in a positive sense.
The first ever jazz festival. I mean, we've had River City Jazz up here. That's been like an annual thing, but now the arts.
Yes.
You're going to be doing a jazz festival inside the building.
Well, we are actually, for the last 3 years, we have been doing kind of an experiment between five counties, actually. It's Butte, Tehama, Shasta, Trinity, and Siskiyou. And the idea was we have so many talented artists up here, musicians. It's just incredible. This whole North State is filled with talented people. So what we wanted to find out is could we cooperate amongst councils to bring or tour art and musicians. So we did last year the True North Tour, which was kind of a Grateful Dead kind of band that we toured through four counties, Butte, Tehama, Shasta, and Trinity. And it kind of launched this idea of being able to do something bigger. So Chico Jazz Collective was going to start a jazz festival down in Chico, and I said, hey, could we bring it to Reading? Could we also do something in Reading? So instead of calling it the Chico Jazz Festival, it is now the NorCal Jazz Festival. Mm. And you can go to NorCalJazzFestival.com to see the lineup of the musicians. We're going to have two fundraisers in February, February 22nd and 23rd. 22nd at Old City Hall, and details are on the NorCalJazzFestival.com mm-hmm. site. We have some exciting people. We're going to have Mark Levine out of San Francisco. He is a Latin jazz Grammy-nominated Latin jazz piano player. Awesome. He's played with everybody. Anybody you can think of in jazz, he has played with them. He's an author and a teacher. He'll be playing in Chico. Up in Reading here, you're going to recognize some of these names. But on April 26th, we are going to have from 2 to 4 p.m. at Old City Hall the local jazz bands from the high schools, which we're very excited about. It's Cool April Nights, so, you know, it's the same night. But we're inviting people to come also to Old City Hall because mm-hmm. you're going to hear some great jazz.
Great.
The 2 to 4 p.m. is free and open to the public because we want kids to come. Uh-huh. We want families to come. We want them to hear these youth playing, like,
right.
unbelievably. And then we're going to have Charles Valona Trio. We're going to have Big Sky. We're going to have the usual suspects. It's going to go all day long. We'll have two stages. There'll be a gallery stage inside Old mm-hmm. City Hall, and then we have the big performance room. Allison Skull and Victor Martin will be there, Bernie Baker and Bruce Kalin, and the Tyler Mansfield Duo. So that's kind of the lineup right now. It's not set in stone. We're still kind of working everything out. Because Reading was kind of added on, you know, and
I think it's fantastic.
Though. Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. And, of course, on my Thursday night show, I'd love to cover more of this and have some of the players, some of the kids that are going to be playing. Come on.
Yeah.
And let's discuss their future ambitions with their music. It's wonderful. A city of this size, we have wonderful art and, like you said, wonderful talent here. And I'm glad to see that there's some action moving forward with a jazz festival with mixed with the art.
Yes. Yeah. And I think, you know, but that's what we try to do over at Old City Hall. If you haven't been down there, February 8th with the Hops and Shops event that's going to occur downtown, we're going to be one of the sites. So we'll have a master brewer in Old City Hall, so you can come taste beer and also look at the show that's there, which is going to be Earth, Wood, and Water. It's on right now with Alice Nimick, Mark Stinson, and Bruce Greenberg.
I just grabbed her card. This is beautiful. Earth, Wood, and Water.
Yes.
Did you say February 8th?
Yeah, well, it's on right now. You can come between noon and 5, Tuesday through Friday, and the 4th Saturday. And actually,
that fabulous piece that is just
and then
the
what's
wood.
Happening? What's happening?
Also on this month, January 18th, we are partnering with the Historical Society, and we will be screening a film, a 30-minute documentary on Phillips Mill. You know, I think it's the last remaining steam-powered mill in the United States, lumber mill. Ooh. And that's very historical, very cool, and we've been partnering for the last couple of Shasta County Historical Society events. And I love to see the hall upstairs in Old City Hall filled to capacity. And it's always filled with these events. Also, we have the cultural cruise coming up January 31st. And that is a lot of fun for people. It literally, you can cruise from site to site. I'm suggesting, you know, why don't you get one of those, the Hummer. That wonderful new service up here. I'm thinking about doing it that way. That would be so much fun to go from place to place.
The limo service.
And go see great art and have a little bit of wine at each one and not worry about driving.
Right. Have the driver waiting for you, so okay.
Exactly. And then one of the other major things that we're doing that I'm very excited about is we have partnered on the Shasta Community Access Channel side with visitreading.com. And we are launching in December of 2014 and January, February of 2015, Winterfest Shasta. And Winterfest is going to, why we chose those months, it's the lowest transient occupancy rate time. That's when the city is receiving the least amount of money in their hotels and motels. And we went and pitched this to the hoteliers and the motel owners and said, we want to partner with you to bring attention to everything that's going on in those months. There's so much happening in this area. But, you know, and here you have, it's in the backdrop of Mount Shasta, the most beautiful place on the planet. So it's like, come and look at this beauty, but enjoy the good food and listen to the music and mm-hmm. go visit some galleries, you know? So anyway, we are also exchanging content with 25 community access television stations in Oregon, Washington, and California. So the tourism documentary that runs here will be running in 25 other markets.
Okay.
So we're on the
moving ahead. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. I guess Deborah Lucero, we're talking about what's going on. We haven't had the Shasta County Arts Council and this on for a long time. We're catching up on our community access TV and also the Shasta County Arts Council and all the things that are going to be happening that way. We'll be right back after these messages.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you on this Monday morning, 8:44? It's the 13th of January, and wow, we're just, can you believe this warm weather? We are looking towards the 70s this week, folks. I mean, we're looking at 76 tomorrow and 77 on Wednesday. I think, I'm sorry to say, time to put your sprinklers back on. Okay, currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 72. Clear tonight with temperatures around 41. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Bob's smiling because I always put another word in there. And he shakes his head, and I see the back of
his head.
There's nothing worse than seeing the back of somebody's head go, no, no, no. Anyway, our customers are warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane, give Chuck and Judy Kenny a call. They have been fantastic with supporting us since we began here on KCNR 1460.
I'm poking at her. Okay, our guest is Deborah with Cyril, and we're talking Shasta County Arts Council and all the things they have going on here.
I have to laugh at you too. You know, I actually do a radio show myself, and my husband engineers the radio show, and we have to disclose before we have any guests on that we are married. And so if we exchange like kind of nasty glances at each other and begin to hit one another, it's because we are married and that occurs.
Hey, Bob, you can join in right now.
Okay.
Bob can join in.
He wisely says nothing.
Bob is during the breaks has said, children,
yes,
we're getting ready to start. And then we go into our mode where we can start talking. And,
hey,
being
married is one thing, but being on the air and being married together, that's a whole nother
thing. It is. People, you know, just don't get it, but glad you do.
I do.
Here's a question from one of our chat room. Did the Reading Council meeting ever get aired? This is the one from the other day.
Oh, the other day. Yes. Yeah. It's being aired at a different time, however. And the reason why it's being aired at a different time right now is when we took over the stations, it became apparent that there was something going on with the transcoding of the DVD that the Reading City gave us. In other words, their DVD did not fit with the Latronics technology. So when we looked into that a little further, we had some meetings with the city, and what that meant to Shasta Community Access Channels in real time is this. If there is a city council meeting that is 5 hours long, that has to be broken up into two, sometimes three DVDs. And that particular showing was running at, I believe, 2 o'clock and 8:30 at night, which meant we physically had to change DVDs in a DVD player. Physically. So we had to have somebody down there at, say, 10 o'clock at night when the next DVD had to go on. And RCAC had been doing this for years. So that was one of the very first things that we began to discuss with the city, is that we can't have after hours like that somebody coming in to change DVDs. We need to have the right encoded DVD so that we can ingest it into our broadcast equipment and somebody doesn't have to stand there and do that. So it turned out that it was some antiquated technology on the part of the city that did not have the right, it was actually a kind of an easy fix, but they have just switched over to a new system at the city, and hopefully that will be alleviated and we can go back to ingesting it and programming the city council meetings. But prior to that, it was very difficult because it was requiring somebody to physically be there at whatever hours. So,
okay, so it is being shown.
Yes.
And
it's only at 2 o'clock though. It's at noon now on Thursday following the meeting. But we're going to put out a new schedule because they've just changed over their technology, which is
okay.
causing
so
us
if
to
you
change
want to see
ours.
If you want to see it right now, chat room guy, it's at noon on Thursdays.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You know, there's so much stuff going on there. We've, you know, the jazz and the different things that are happening, but let's get ourselves back on time here with a break and then, finish up with things that are happening here in the next few months that people can enjoy. New exhibits and everything. Okay.
And also I'd like to put an invite out there to the public to, if you want to get involved with Community Access, send us an email, because we're gathering names. We want the community to be involved.
You might be surprised at the number of shows that can be put on there and we need to talk some guidelines too.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Why is America great? It's because we've treasured freedom. There's nothing more expensive than freedom. The opposite of freedom is control. There are a slew of politicians who think it's their job to control you. We were created to be free.
It's about freedom. Freedom, 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 man. It's a big deal.
Freedom. Freedom.
Join me weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 for the Dan Fagan Show on KCNR.
Freedom. Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750 is their phone number. And talking loose gems, estate jewelry, they've got a direct conduit to Israel and
hey, go
and
see
diamonds.
Leonard will be, fair.
He's fair. He's very fair. He also buys, you know, gold and silver. And the other thing too, they have the only, certified watch repairman in the area. I mean, you can take your watches other places, but they always end up.
You can take something that would have been your grandfather's watch from the 30s and go in there and say, what is this? And this guy, I mean, he's an expert, so he can tell you when, how, yes, no, you know, all of the stuff that you want to know about a treasure that perhaps it's been like a family heirloom.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Deborah Lucero. We have this week, we're starting off with Shasta County Arts Council. Tomorrow, Mayor Rick Bassetti is going to be on. Wednesday, the sheriff. Thursday, Baugh. Thank you. I was thinking of something else, Les Baugh of the, county supervisor. And Friday, Mike DeQuisto, I think, who is coming on to talk about a number of things. So this is it's going to be a big week. Plus our other guest will be in there also. But Deborah, we've got like 5 minutes left. It's, you know, finish up on what we're doing here with the Arts Council and the TV and all that here. I know you've got things going on.
Well, you know, we are the first Arts Council in the state of California to run access channels. So that's big news. And we haven't really broken that out statewide yet, but there is going to be a news release that goes out through Sacramento because there are about 48 Arts Councils throughout the state. So each county, the idea is each county would have one. So this is kind of a big deal for an Arts Council as well. It's we are going to have a new website. It's going to be ShastaCommunityTV.org. That's going to be the new Shasta Community Access Channel site. That is being built right now. It'll probably be online in about probably 45 to 60 days. We really want that to be the main resource for people. You can go there to learn what the program guidelines are. If you want to learn, that's where our class offerings are going to be. Whatever is happening, that's where you want to go and find out what's going on. If you want to know what's going on at Old City Hall, and if you haven't been to Old City Hall recently, you really should get down there. It is Reading's first City Hall, and it has the original jail cell, which I love to talk about, and I think it would make a fabulous sound booth. What do you think?
Well,
why not?
I think it probably could.
Isolation.
Could get warm in there.
Well, we could do some ventilation.
Well, Bob would know about jail cells. In fact, when I was to San Quentin, Bob's name was there in one of the areas. So I was just wondering. Okay. All right. Yeah, just kidding.
And you're going to be, speaking of San Quentin, you're going to be doing a special here pretty soon.
I am going to be doing a special here. On San Quentin.
And you had some interviews that you're going to be editing.
Yeah, people telling me.
That's just a little sidebar, but. Yeah.
Well, our jail cell isn't quite that big, but I did think it would make an interesting sound studio.
So, Deborah, share with our listeners, how did you get involved? I mean, what's your history?
Well, I went to school for communications at Chico State. I was a journalist for 8 years.
Wow.
Got into arts and culture. Worked on both sides of the coast, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, as a reporter, but always interested in arts and culture because I really believe they're a language that can connect people.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you believe, if you're red, white, or blue, or none
True.
Of that's you, you know, you can communicate through music and through art. And so I guess I've always just been interested in real communication. And now this kind of blends all the things that lifelong I've been learning, and that's how do you connect people through arts and culture. And now we have a way to broadcast that. We have a way to expand over the Internet. It's going to involve education. And as I mentioned earlier, I really believe that digital arts is the future for anybody looking at being employed in the future. So getting back to vocational training and that kind of thing, I believe that kids, you know, we all know that, you know, we need to program our iPhones. Who do you go to? You know, your 12-year-old, your 16-year-old, someone who knows what the heck they're doing.
Five. Your five-year-old. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, just imagine what that's going to be in the future. So I'm looking forward to this year at Old City Hall, because no matter how old Old City Hall is, we're always doing new things.
That's
and
cool.
I think that digital arts is going to be one of those really cool new things. We have a room upstairs where we actually are going to be able to broadcast live once we get our TriCaster, which we're working on. That'll be our next huge purchase, is a TriCaster. And that means we can actually mix live performances right there. It saves a tremendous amount of editing time afterwards. We can edit things now, but we use third-party editing software. So, for instance, we just shot Trinity Alps Chamber Music on Friday, which was brought to us by the Performing Arts Society. And we have to take that out and then edit it. It can be, you know, 2 hours of editing. So visit us, ShastaCountyArtsCouncil.org, and look up NorCalJazzFestival.com, because that's exciting. That's going to be between Chico and Redding, and it's the first ever.
Okay, fantastic. Give the site one more time.
NorCalJazzFestival.com.
And the Shasta County Arts Council.
ShastaCountyArtsCouncil.org. And the community, ShastaCommunityTV.org, is not yet up, but we will be blasting it out soon.
Okay. Deborah Lucero, thank you so much for joining us today. Tomorrow, Mayor Rick Bassetti, we're going to be talking about a lot of the decisions being made and which way the city's going to be going. But again, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Linda, thank you.
Well, all right, it's a great day.
It's going to be a great day.
Have a fabulous day, everyone.
And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Supreme Court is refusing to revive Arizona's ban on most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that ban unconstitutional, and the High Court is allowing that ruling to stand. A final farewell to Ariel Sharon. The former Israeli prime minister and military leader is being laid to rest today following a memorial service in Jerusalem. Sharon died on Saturday at the age of 85. Target CEO is talking about the massive data breach that's apparently put something of a dent in the retailer's sales.
There was malware installed on our point-of-sale registers. That much we've established. We removed that malware so that we could provide a safe and secure shopping environment.
Target CEO Greg Steinhoffel on CNBC. Also at SRNNews.com.